Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. You must get bored of me saying that every single time. Thank you so much, and let's crack on with today's story. Much love, guys. Now, this first story comes from JustThrowAway28 and obviously does follow with an update as well. Titled, My 28 Female, Father 64 Male, Retired and Became an Insufferable Man-Child. Mum, 58 Female, is Furious. Here's the background. My father got in ground floor of a business and worked his way to a low-level executive position. My mother is 8 years younger than my father and her income was substantially more modest. I have twin brothers 2 years older than I. One has a physical disability that required a huge amount of surgery and medical attention when he was younger. So at the time, my mother briefly stopped working to care for us. When I started kindergarten, she started working a part-time secretarial position in my school district, which afforded her the same hours as her kids and much of the same school year schedule. Just before my brothers left for college, she accepted a much better paying job in the school district, which was full time. The next year, my father's department was downsized and he was laid off. He managed to get another job in the same company, less status and much less pay. After I left for college, my parents moved into a house which was set up with an attached apartment. My grandmother moved into the apartment, a much better situation than a nursing home. She lived there until she died 4 years ago. Meanwhile, about 8 years ago, my father was laid off again, and again managed to get a job in the company. His salary by this point was less than a third of his executive salary. My mum, on the other hand, was hired out to another company, and is earning substantially more than my father has for the past 2 decades. Last year, I decided to go for my master's degree online. I was looking for dog-friendly housing in my hometown, and my parents were looking for a new tenant for their apartment. They had some bad ones. I moved in, paying the same rent and utilities as the previous tenant, and I work full-time. Over the summer, Dad was basically given the choice of early retirement or being fired. When he turns 67, he will start Social Security and pension, but has no income. He basically stopped doing anything at this point and is kind of being an ass about it. His daily schedule is waking up, watching TV, napping, watching more TV, and browsing online. If he was just doing nothing, I'd be worried about depression, but he is basically creating work for Mum and I, while being a jerk towards us. He will trash the kitchen, making snacks and leave it out. The other day, he spilled milk in the morning, a whole carton, and left it there all day. He leaves trash around the house, and on days I get home before my mum insists I come over and clean his daily mess. He and I have gotten into massive fights about dogs. Most days I wake up and take a walk with my dog and my parents' 2 dogs, but at least once a week I have to drive to a branch office that's nearly 2 hours away. I end up leaving the house a little after 6 a.m. and not returning until 8:30 at night. I've asked my dad to walk the dog on those days. Instead, he just puts them in the yard. He blew a fit that there is dog poo in the yard, placing the blame on my, much smaller breed, dog. Dad also feels I'm not contributing enough. In addition to rent and utilities, I mow the lawn and have agreed to shovel all the snow, and Mum and I help each other out with groceries. He feels I should be picking up some of my mum's list, despite working full-time and going to school full-time, but he has no problem referring to me as a mooch. I've tried to get him to join the gym with me, and we end up arguing because he is horrified I'm wasting money on a gym, and suggested that money should be going instead to my parents. He has also attempted to get me to give him my savings to help finance things for him, like a new hot tub. He also doesn't respect my apartment space. While he didn't have issues when it was an outside tenant, with me there, he will go into the apartment, eat my food, or go through my belongings or mail. We have tried to get him to seek part-time employment or volunteer work, hoping this will motivate him. Any job we bring to him, he claims is beneath him, despite being similar pay levels at his last job in the company. He also argues we are destroying his retirement relaxation. Mum has tried giving him tasks to do at home. His reluctance to help has, over time, turned misogynistic. He says that with two women in the house, he should never have to get groceries or cook and is offended when we ask. He claims men don't do laundry. I recently watched him toss a candy bar wrapper on the floor and say, in a cutesy voice, "One of my girls will get that," to one of his friends. At Thanksgiving, he refused to even set the table, calling it girly, much to the embarrassment of my brothers. Mum attempted marriage counselling with him. He walked out furious after 10 minutes and has refused to go back. Things came to a head over the Christmas season though. At a party, he introduced himself as a recently retired executive, my mother as a homemaker, and me as the kid who moved back home while she sorts her life out. The remainder of the night, he made snide comments about Mum and I, including calling Mother's position her little job and saying how he would never move back home like I did. But kids have no work ambition these days. Basically belittling the both of us while denying the reality of his personal work history. Thankfully, these new acquaintances seem to be put off by this. Mum and I were furious. I doubt Dad has any clue, but she is honestly quite close to leaving him if he doesn't improve his mindset. I want to help my dad and keep my parents together, but I don't think he realizes how much of an ass in denial he is being. I worry that if they separate, my dad literally won't be able to care for any basic need and it will fall on my brothers or I to take care of him. Mum recently asked me if she thought she should divorce Dad and said we as the adult kids would have to choose sides. Of course, living next to them, I have front seat to the drama. Edit to add, I talked to Mum. We are changing the lock to my front door and installing a new back interior door with a doggy flap that locks. The reason for the whole new door is so that it can be rehung and Dad can't accuse me of property damage. Mum is also instituting a nothing for Dad policy. She will no longer do his laundry, cook for him, manage any level of personal issues like doctor's appointments. Anything that's general stuff, she will do. She's considering boxing up all the trash he leaves around though. Edited again, just text my brothers, who agreed to talk to Dad while they are home for Christmas about his behaviour. I don't know if it will help, but having their input seems good. Now first off, I gotta say, you're not responsible for your father to deal with his behaviour in any way whatsoever. You shouldn't have to deal with that at all. And unless he's going to make a choice for himself, you know, to express his feelings in a more constructive way, I can't see things changing in this situation. And your mum is just going to grow more resentful of the way he's acting. So I can't see things changing at the moment unless, you know, your brothers do talk to him and he has a change of heart and he suddenly realizes what an ass he's being here. But as I said, I can't really see it at this moment reading this story. So the update will be interesting. I suspect, and I'm not making excuses at all here because, you know, what he's doing here isn't on at all, but I suspect he's feeling like he's not the man of the house anymore or something like that. Again, not making excuses for it, just trying to come up with a reason why he might be acting this way. He might be just an asshole and that's it, but so we've got some relevant comments which we're going to cover first, then we're going to move on to the update. So, the first commenter suggests that the dad get checked for dementia, and OP replied saying, "I doubt it's dementia. Dad always has been a bit of an ass. I think that's why he was demoted so often." Interesting. Commenter suggests that part of the problem is that OP's dad is used to being a bigwig and doesn't know how to handle losing that status in retirement. And suggest OP's mum talk to him again and let him know that he's fucking up and needs to make amends by being a contributing part of the household and that they, mum and dad, are equals. OP responds to that saying, he honestly hasn't been a bigwig in a long time, nearly a decade. The last few years, he was the lowest tier in the company. But I do think he is jealous of the guys who weren't kicked from their status, retired early, and have comfy lives. He is sort of just trying to act like he never was. Mum tried making a list of things for him to do. He just refuses to do anything and will, in fact, go out of his way to not do them. We aren't talking major things. She asked him to drop off Christmas cards at the post office and he hid them instead. She asked him to wash the bedding and remake the bed. He stripped the bed and then said, laundry is women's work. Oh my word. The next one says, commenter asked for more info on how Dad stopped working. What happened? And OP replies saying, I honestly don't know the details. I know right when I moved in, he was pissed off about an HR write-up. So if I had to wager a guess, I'd say interpersonal issues. So now we're going to move into the update to see what that says.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
As I mentioned last thread, my mother agreed to let me replace my door with a doggy door and change the locks. She also instituted a Do Nothing For My Dad campaign. The latter came to a head first. I heard raised voices on Christmas Day, and then my mum came over to my apartment, asking if she could lay low. It turns out my dad opened his drawers and realised he was out of clean underwear. He came to where my mum was and demanded she wash his laundry. My mum replied that she had just come off a 50-hour work week and he was more than capable of doing his own wash. My father apparently started yelling and flipping out. He left and came back with his underwear and started throwing it at mum, which is when she left and came over. We heard dad leave soon afterwards, no idea where he went to. Mum left his underwear where they laid, including the pair that were sort of dangling from the Christmas tree. Mum and I ended up watching Christmas movies, eating cookies and talking. I found out my mum actually started talking to a divorce lawyer, but wasn't 100% set on what she was doing yet. It also turns out that mum has been sleeping in the guest room for the past few weeks, ever since my father refused to wash the bedding. Also, my parents' finances aren't what I thought they were, thanks to poor investments on my dad's part a decade ago. My family actually celebrated Christmas on New Year's Eve, as it worked better with our schedules. The day of my niece arrived and, as only a toddler can, asked why there were underpants on the Christmas tree. I replied they were her grandfather's, and she repeated the question to him. My dad finally picked them up. One brother had been super supportive of mum. The other had been more reluctant. But when dad wasn't helping at all with getting food together and making snarky comments, I think they realised how bad things were. Before lunch, they pulled my dad into his office and tried to talk to him about what's going on. My dad started yelling instead, just saying that neither of them could give any feedback on his marriage, as both of them had failed to get married, and how they were both failures, losers, and making some points that were a bit more personal and specific. One of my brothers started yelling back, calling him on his history and behaviour. Then I heard the back door slam and dad left. We had lunch and did presents, etc., without him. Dad came back around 11 p.m. We all had decided we wouldn't let him ruin our holiday, so we sort of ignored him. He ended up talking to me just after midnight, saying things like, did I think he would have to date women older than me? What? New Year's Day, I'm playing Fallout and there's a knock at my door. It's my dad and his friend. The friend I dislike. He has a son who is living with him and is by all accounts a deadbeat. Even though my situation is completely different, my dad tends to borrow his language about me. At this point, I think my dad had been drinking, which is really uncharacteristic of him. He tries to shove past me, saying that I'm hiding something with changing the locks. I say I cleared that with mum, who is my landlord. I'm in my rights and he can't enter my apartment. Dad at this point starts making sarcastic comments about how I'm not even paying rent. I shut the door in his face. Now, I work for a bank and study accounting. I have full records of my rent payments, etc. I print those out, along with a copy of my lease and the written permission to change the locks and back door. I come out to where my dad is at his car and hand those to my dad and say if he wants I can get a copy for his friend too. My dad blew up my cell phone for embarrassing him in front of his friend. Then yesterday happened. I had to catch up on a ton of work and came in on the afternoon of my day off. I came in exhausted around 8 at night. I'm heating up some food and dad knocked on my door. He said that Piper was missing. Piper was my grandmother's, dad's mum, dog, who my parents took in after her death. I freaked out and asked what happened. My dad told this weird story that he came over, but my door was locked, and then for some reason, he left the door to his house open. It really didn't make sense, except he was indirectly blaming my locked door somehow. I asked if he had looked through the house, and he said no. I did a quick search of my apartment. Piper comes through the dog door to visit my dog, then ran through my parents' house calling to her. The side door at this point was still open. Not finding her, I started outside, calling to Piper and shaking her treat tin. I made it across my block, then started further out. Suddenly, a security car came up beside me and asked if I was looking for a dog. I said yes, gave a description, and they said they had a non-emergency call that a dog was found by a family. He volunteered to drive me to their house. The house we ended up at was over half a mile away, near the highway. I was freaked out because if Piper made it that far, she crossed a few busy roads. The family had Piper in their dog run. She was soaking wet. I thanked them, and they at this point told me that they found her around 2 p.m. I saw red. The security guy gave Piper and I a ride back and pulled up to my house. Mum had gotten home and was outside looking for Piper. Dad came out around this time. I confronted him, asking when Piper got out. He admitted it was around noon. Not only had he not looked for Piper, he hadn't even closed the door. For 8 hours, I go to put Piper inside, fuming, and Dad blocks me. He was angry that Piper was wet and said I should keep her in my basement. I lost it, yelled this wouldn't be an issue if Dad had behaved like an adult, and at that moment, Dad reached over, grabbed me by my shoulders, and started shaking me, yelling at me. Thankfully, the security guy was there. I heard him yell to Dad to let me go. Dad let me go and went to go back in the house, but my mum was in the doorway and told him to get out. He slapped my mum. The security guy was on Dad, told him to back off. Dad sort of seemed to realise how over the top he was and got super subdued and started to joke around like it was a whole laughing matter. Mum said she wanted Dad gone. Security guy said that if Dad didn't leave the premises, he was calling the police. Dad acted indignant about being kicked out of his house. So security guy actually radioed for assistance. Dad got in his car and left, and he hasn't been back since. Police came and took a report. Security guy apparently handled things poorly, but was still the witness. Security has been notified not to let him in the community. Tomorrow, Mum sees the divorce lawyer and will start filing papers. This apparently wasn't the first time Dad hit her, which I wasn't aware of. But she said she wasn't going to let a man who abused her children in her life or her grandchildren's lives. My brothers have both voiced their support. I don't know how I feel. I have no idea my situation with living here. I'm upset because of my dad shaking me. No one has ever physically attacked me before. I'm super nervous whenever I hear the cars go by the house. This morning, I didn't walk the dogs because I got too anxious. Thank you for letting me vent, Reddit. I don't know where my family goes from here, but changes are happening. Yesterday, I had a long conversation with my brother. There's a ton I apparently didn't know about my dad's history. I'll upgrade him from a bit of a jerk to complete arsehole. My mum and my older brothers both sort of sheltered me from a lot of it, I guess. I was completely unaware of some of the behaviours and stories of Dad acting out, being abusive, etc. In retrospect, I really had little contact with my father growing up. It may seem weird, but he would come home from work and hole up in his closet. Sundays, we always spent with my grandmother. Saturdays, Mum planned outings. Dad was really only present for family holidays and at the dinner table. I feel horrible my mum shouldered keeping the family together for so long. I did tell my brother there's some concern about Dad's mental and physical health. When Dad gets back in contact with us, my brother is going to try to coax him to see a doctor. And then we do have some final relevant comments which I cover straight away. So the commenter said, if I had to guess, I would say that your dad is a massive disappointment to himself. That all the promise and hope he had in his career success ended up being nothing at all. And now all he has to look forward to is poverty and a slow decline. I would also guess that he's reliving a younger self, being the man and regressing back to the old days of 19 whenever, when being the male of the house had some value, some rank in others' eyes. All this has turned him into a regressive, angry old-fashioned man with no redeeming features and little merit. He's a nobody and he knows it. He could easily be a somebody by becoming a decent father and husband, but it might just be that he doesn't have the emotional maturity to do that, or he may be worn out and old, and can't raise the effort to be a decent human being. Alternatively, this may be the onset of an early senility, which would be unfortunate, but at least more comprehensible. Opie replied saying, "That's a lot of what my brother said to him when they fought, and Dad reacted terribly to it. I think it hit a nerve and is all too true." Next one says, "Apparently the abuse of Opie's mum happened during times of change in the past, when I was born. The first time he lost his job, when his mother died, etc. He never laid a finger on the kids, although in retrospect that's probably because mum sheltered us." And another one that says, "Dad was always sort of a jerk. He was really disengaged with us as kids, and when he interacted he was sort of a dad who picked screaming fights with the umpire at the Little League game. He has a few friends and a lot of people just express dislike for him." Damn, and what an absolutely terrifying position to be in for the whole family, really. The fact when all that was going back when she brought the dog back and, you know, he laughed after he did those things is really scary to me. And unfortunately, there was no further update after that post. But I really do hope the best for them and they move on as a family without the father. And, you know, if there is something going on mentally with him, I hope he does get some help for that as well. And once again, I'm not excusing his behavior. And I always find it really strange, you know, like trying to step into the father's shoes and you're just making your own life worse in the end, aren't you? You're not listening to the people around you who's telling you your behavior is not acceptable. And it sounds like his behavior has been this way since he was in the workplace as well. So way over a decade ago, this behavior was still there. And that's why he went from job to job. And then he had something going on with HR, which we don't know the full details about. And then he brings this sort of attitude into his home life and treats his own family this way. Even though they try confronting him about it and tell him it's not right, he still doesn't listen. When the brothers took him to another room, he shouted at them too and called them failures and losers and stuff like that. It all just felt like very self-destructive behavior, and he was bringing his family down with him as well. So I'm glad they've separated with him to hopefully build up their own lives. But now, what do you guys make of this story? What do you think about that update? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved today. Your love, time, and support means the absolute world to me, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah, nah, nah. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.